Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
It looks like our Gretchy is going to have trouble, as there was a big accident just through the Robin Williams Tunnel.
Mm.
So
no,
that's
not
that's,
all right.
Don't be so happy about this. This is screwing people's day up,
that's,
Gretchy.
Right. That's not all right. It's going to bottleneck badly right there.
You think she's going to come in a bad mood?
Well, I don't even know if she's going to make it in time to lose today. So
she may forfeit, and you may automatically get the point.
Yep, I got I got yesterday. So
she's raging in her car right now.
Try to get to work, Gretchy. I mean,
yep.
Borrow Michael Martin's helicopter or something. Yep. I don't know what to tell you.
He loans that thing out.
Yeah, Jane says she didn't get to use it for Coachella last weekend, but I think there's another Coachella weekend this weekend,
there
right?
There is. I believe so, yeah. Isn't it? It's 2 weeks in a row,
weeks. For some reason, I thought it was the last 2 weeks. But
so she'll do
could
that.
Be the last 2 weeks. We were on vacation.
I don't know.
Things happen while we're on vacation. We don't pay attention to them.
She'll do that Alice Lounge with Lazy B, and then she'll hop in a helicopter and...
I think it's Ruth B.
Whatever.
I like that one.
To the Lazy B Ranch.
Right, exactly.
I Lazy B.
And then she'll helicopter over to catch Coachella, sure. You know.
Well, when you're a jet setter like that, you need alternate modes of transportation.
Meanwhile, Gretchen the Midday Girl is stuck in the bottleneck.
Stuck on the Waldo grade.
Losing a trivia game yet again. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'm just priming the pump, Sarah.
I feel you.
You know, when she gets in here, it'll make it a lot more fun.
Yeah.
So, did I give the text number? Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
We got a pile of them, so let's see what everyone had to say. Okay, I have a big beef with that slang list. 2002 Hella, credited to Gwen Stefani. We, who grew up in Northern California, sang hella in the late 80s. I started college in Santa Cruz in 93 and got major crap from anyone in SoCal for saying hella. They would mock us and use it incorrectly instead of using it as an adjective. They would yoke.
It's not an adjective. It's like an intensifier. It's like using the word very. That's hella cool.
So an intensifier is different than an adjective?
Yeah, cool is the adjective. You wouldn't say something is hella. You say it's hella, it's very cool, hella cool. It's like wicked. People misuse wicked all the time.
So is intensify...
Something isn't wicked unless it's evil.
It's a wicked pissa.
It's wicked. It's wicked pissa.
Wait a minute. So is intensifier something you were taught in school, or is that a new thing?
No, that's a thing. That's like, yeah. I don't know. It's like, it's effing great.
Adverb?
I guess it's more of an adverb than it is an adjective.
I wet my pants in kindergarten, not me.
Finally, the truth comes out.
You loser.
Yeah. You're not a loser. Tell all the kids that are going to wet their pants in school today. It happens to the best of us, man. It forms who you are later. You have to deal with adversity.
And I remember it vividly, standing in line at the end of school, ready to leave. I had to pee. There were bathrooms in our classroom. I looked at the door to the bathroom, but was afraid if I went to the bathroom, I would be left in a locked room.
Oh. Zip-her.
There was also a trash can next to me. Maybe I could make my pee and go into the trash can. Well, I peed down my leg.
Mm. Oh, poor thing. So hard. Don't laugh. It's hard for a little kid. They don't quite get the parameters of what they can hold and what they can't. Surprise, you can't hold that.
Yeah.
That's how you learn.
Vinny?
How's your little girl doing?
She's good. I just told you guys the story the other day, though. We were at our house, and I was rinsing my gear from having surfed, so I was out front.
You mean that suit that you pee in?
I was out there rinsing my gear down.
On.
Well, I can't exactly take it off in the ocean and go.
I'm just saying. You pee yourself all the time.
All the time. All the time.
What's wrong with
anyway, she says, Dad, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm like, all right, honey, let me, you know, I put the hose down, and I come walking in, and she... pulls her underwear down and just starts going right there on the bathroom floor. I'm like,
on the floor?
Oh my God! And it was a bucket.
Oh.
It wasn't like just in, it was a.
She just went right there, huh? Did you?
I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know what to do.
Pick her up and put her on the potty.
So what'd you do?
I just stood there and let her finish it up and then threw a towel down and was like,
don't do that again.
I am so mad at you right now. No, I didn't do that. You're right.
What did you do?
He said, I'm so disappointed in you.
I cleaned it up and said, sorry, I didn't get in here faster. But you could also give Dad a heads up a little sooner. Yeah. That'd be a good idea. You know.
Well, at least you took her pants off, right?
Sure, I guess there's that.
No, because she's a lady, and when
it just went down.
It went right down into her underwear that was down at her ankles. Yeah. And
was she upset?
Or not embarrassed? Not too upset.
It's
no.
Good that you didn't make a big thing about it.
Yeah. I just cleaned
you should have pulled
up.
Yours down and peed, too.
No.
Oh, my God, you should have.
Yeah. I don't think
fun.
I'm going to.
That's what a good father would do. Hey, by the way, Gretchen says she's coming for you.
Oh.
Who are you talking to?
You.
You fool.
Oh.
Gretchen just texted me. I don't know what she was saying into her phone, but I'm on and I'm coming for him. Okay.
She's on.
Told you I
was
priming
it. Do it, Gretchen. Be careful, though.
Yeah, be careful.
Take your time, Gretchen. It's fine. My mom went into a massage parlor because it said it was insurance accepted in the window. The lady scattered and the owner told her to buzz off.
Oh. What?
They busted the place months later. It was a whorehouse. That's why.
I just want a massage.
Right. My boyfriend
that accepts insurance.
And I went into a massage parlor thinking that they are going to get a massage. We did for about 20 minutes. My boyfriend walks in with his eyes wide open and he says, this is a whorehouse. Let's get out of here. Okay, this isn't written very well. But anyway, the point is, you had asked, what happens if you show up for an actual massage? And
right.
It looks like what happens is they tell you to beat it. Get out of here. We don't do that here.
Yeah. You're at the wrong place. Check Craigslist for a masseuse or what have you. Somebody on the show loves their massages. Like, yeah. Goes to any length to get a massage.
So weird.
Long massages, too. Like, what's the longest massage you've ever gotten?
4 hours. Four and a half hours.
Did the guy take a break during it?
Well, I just want to say for the record, me and Bryn both got a massage from this guy. He's the best masseuse in the world.
Of course he is. Is he, Bryn?
He's incredible, yeah.
Got a 4.5 hour massage?
No, it was a 3 hour massage for me.
But was it like couples massage? Like
no,
you guys at tables right next to
each other? Unfortunately, I didn't get to hold his hand. I wanted him to be right next to me, but...
Don't you get like either bored or fall asleep?
No, this guy was intense.
So
like,
it hurt.
It hurt really good. You know what I mean?
I don't want to get hurt.
Why not? Don't be such a
I've
puss.
Never had a guy so close to my crotch and felt super... comfortable and
save that
relieved
play it over and I
will get right
I'm sure
on
he'll
that.
Get right on that and save that
save it to use it's against myself
amazing how the damning stuff about Bryn doesn't get
make
reused.
Sure I boo myself
trust me as someone who works in a hospice those additional 3 years you get from running suck hashtag
That's
James
true.
Dean it bitches
Oh my God, that's funny. Yeah, hospice doesn't seem fun. The end.
The first day of school in the kindergarten, I was too shy to raise my hand, asked to go to the bathroom, and ended up going in my pants. Frowny face. Mm. Recent baby delivery plus sprinting down terminal late for a plane equals full on pee your pants experience.
Oh, poor thing.
Any mom will understand.
Yes, it's tough.
Miss flight or be embarrassed? Tough decision. LOL. Love you guys. Well, it sounds like you missed flight, right?
No, she was running. She had to get
I know,
there.
But you that's when
so
you
she leaked. Girl, I'm sorry. It happens. The pant wedding. When I was in kindergarten.
Oh, this should be good.
This is like the only... I only remember...
Did you booger eat and pee your pants at the same time?
You are such a bully. So I was... it's the very first day of kindergarten. It's one of the few things I can remember because that was 100 years ago. Like 45 years ago. I raise my hand and I say to the nun, I have to go to the bathroom and it's making me want to cry. Like I'm just little and I'm so scared. And she goes, oh, well, maybe we'll get a bucket for your tears and then everyone can go swimming in it. And I was like, this is going to suck. It's like on my first day, bitch ass nun. Damn her. She like soured me on nuns the rest of my life. That's why I don't believe in God, because of that lady.
Really?
Yep. I think her name was Sister Jacqueline.
You're just a walking target, though. You're the same lady who was doing a...
Why'd you say that?
Because you're the same lady who was doing an at-school talk about on work day when the guy goes...
I was in my 20s about
I know. And what exactly happened? Tell the story. It's the same story as the first grade story.
No, it isn't.
Tell it.
Oh, it hurt my feelings.
Yeah, absolutely. What a punk.
I know. Total dicks. Like some senior, because career day or whatever. Yeah. And they're like, all right, does anyone have any questions for Miss Clark? They were hurting me. They hurt me. Oh, no wonder I hate speaking in public. God. I don't know how I lived through all this crap.
And there you are, armed with no response to a high school boy.
Did people laugh?
Yeah, they all laugh. They're like, ah, she's a loser and she's ugly.
She's a grown-up but can't think of anything to say.
I was just stunned. I wasn't there to deal with hecklers. I was there to give a career talk.
Dean, the stupid horrible. Dummy, just stumped the lady. Look at her.
I don't know why I'm so ugly. Because my parents made me this way. I'll go home and put some makeup on.
95 says, my daughter was at Coachella and said Lorde was her favorite.
Oh. Yeah, she's so... I can't... That's a girl I would go see dance crazy. Yeah, I like this.
I like that. Turn it up.
Waiting for it. That green light. I want it.
Can't let go.
I'm waiting for it. That green light. It's a good one.
646 is written in that the orange pack of American spirits are ultralights.
Oh, ultralights.
You know.
Goodness.
There is no point if you've got to pull that hard to get one hit off something.
What do you mean?
I mean the ultralights, the people who smoke them, who've ever... Have you ever bummed one of those? An ultralight, and you're like...
It's nothing.
I can't... Yeah,
I don't know. It's been a long time since
it's too much.
They have I think I smoked Marlboro ultralights for a while.
They are Marlboro, yeah. They exist. They're the silver ones, I think.
Yeah,
but you switch to those for why? Because you think you're going to get less...
Well, you think you're going to quit. So
yeah,
you're
trying trying to break off.
Oh, you're weaning?
I guess.
All right. Pool hall ace. Oh, Sarah, I'm singing that from now on.
I'm a pool hall ace. I always say pool hall ace. Because I didn't know it. It's my poor heart aches, apparently. See, pool hall ace. Play the Sting version, though. It sounds like pool hall ace. Play the Police version.
Yeah, play the Police version.
All right. That was some chick covered it on The Voice last night. It was amazing.
She won, right? That chick won. George Michael didn't win, did he?
It's Jack Cassidy. You're confusing it because George Michael did a version of Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Yeah, the most popular version.
Well, also there's Elton John's version.
Which isn't.
It's pretty pop. I mean, it's the original. Oh, here we go. See?
No.
I'm a pool hall ace. Put it back. Do it again.
No matter how many times
he
play
says
it.
Aches pretty hard there at the end.
I think he's ace.
Yep, aches. Sounds like he's playing pool.
I'm a pool hall ace.
Nope.
I'm a pool hall ace with every step you take. Yeah, it's a good one.
What?
It's a good song. I like that. I'll have to request that at home today.
Oh. You mean John to play it so you
during
can sing
our concert that we're going to do at home today, every day.
Which is your usual thing, right?
Don't invite Erin. She'll shut it down.
Will
She'll
you stop it?
She's poop not.
Erin Igo will ruin everything.
No, she. Don't
Watch
be
out
so
for her.
Silly. We're going to hang.
Pooper.
We're going to go to the Aaron Garden
Party
Center together on Saturday.
You are?
Yeah.
Where are you going Saturday?
To a garden center. It's like a native California.
Why are you
going to
do that?
because
what's a garden center?
God,
what's a garden center? Have you never been to like a Home Depot or something? I don't know. It's like a garden nursery. Center. Yeah, it's like a nursery, but it's like a.
It's not really a nursery.
Place where you
though.
Buy plants.
Will you lunch? Will you have snacks or something
too?
Oh,
there's no plan for that. But if we're hungry, we could go and get something to eat. There's a Subway right near there.
Oh. Okay.
Don't bring your guitar.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just
going to
be me and her.
Down.
I don't even play guitar.
Oh, look who decided to show up.
Oh, Gretchen just walked in.
Who invited her?
She's going to make it.
So hostile. Yeah. Look at the puss on you. I mean, face. You know what I meant.
Oh my God.
Is that what you meant?
All right, listen, I'm going to let you guys battle it out during the commercials, and we'll come back and we'll play the game. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Gretchen has made it into the studio.
By the way, can I just say something?
Sure, go ahead.
No, this is actually to Sarah. Yesterday, Sarah announces to all of us she's done with bras. She's done.
I hate them. No more bras. I hate them so much.
You hate them too.
They come off in the car. As soon as I get down
in the
car.
I can't stand them. And I thought, I'm 50 years old. I'm going to not wear bras anymore. So I put a little cami on underneath everything and I'm good to go.
Right. Yeah. So today, I cranked the heat in here to get that dumb parka off you. We're up to 80 degrees in here, and you haven't lost the jacket once. We're like...
my hands are actually cold right now.
What?
Oh my God.
What do we got to do to get the parka off you?
She's fine. She's comfy in her coat.
I'm perfectly comfortable.
All right. We'll try 90 tomorrow.
Please don't do that.
Ladies walking around braless. We can't even get a, how about the looking glass? The people
there. You can't see a thing.
Look, right, because you have a parka on.
That's right.
And it's going to stay on.
That's right.
That's just great.
She's replaced her bra with a coat.
I have. It's true.
Don't you know how this works? Jeez. Simple.
Thank you for understanding.
Yeah, totally.
All right, guys, ready to game?
Yeah, yes. Let's do it.
Today's topic is all about the wedding.
Oh, I might have a chance about the wedding.
Oh, I think you've got more than a chance.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Question one. Which actress, who played a mob family daughter on TV, had her wedding at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden rather than the Bada Bing Club?
I don't know her name. She played Meadow, right?
She did.
Jamie Lynn Sigler.
There it is. So, see, Vinny, you have a chance. Which TV producer's daughter got married at her parents' 123-room chateau? Tori Spelling is correct. Which head of state's daughter, Sayako, gave up her title of princess to wed a commoner at the Imperial Hotel in Tokyo in 2005? Which head of state's daughter, Sayako, gave up her title of princess and wed a commoner?
I'm going to go no comment.
So it's the Japanese?
Yeah. I actually remember the
Abe?
Story.
I don't know.
They just wanted Emperor of Japan.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh.
Which head of state's daughter?
The Emperor of Japan. Okay. Well, we didn't get that. That's not...
And they say Akihito has sat on the chrysanthemum throne since 1989. Yeah, I remember that story, too. It was a strange story. Which daughter of rock royalty got hitched to actor Nicolas Cage on the Big Island of Hawaii in 02?
Lisa Marie Presley.
That's correct, Vinny. 2-1.
Oh, dang it.
In 2006, what New York City billionaire dealmaker married his model girlfriend who wore
a
$200,000 dress? Yes.
Wow.
That's correct. 2-2. Final question. What is the better known name of TV reality star Dwayne Chapman, who gave away dog tags as wedding favors when he tied the knot?
Dog bounty hunter!
Bryn, make the call.
That's a tiebreaker.
I can't do that one. Yeah. Yeah, doesn't that?
No, I'm going to go ahead and do a tiebreaker question.
Is it a football? It's a football. What are you worried about? It's football.
Why couldn't I spit that word out?
Final question on the big football moments tiebreaker card.
Wait, what?
This is the final question on this particular tiebreaker card. Big football moments.
Oh, all right.
So if you don't get this one, we're going to hockey.
All right.
In 2002, Which city introduced a new team that expanded the NFL roster to 32 teams in 8 divisions in 2002? Which city introduced a new team expanding the NFL roster to 32 teams in 8 divisions?
Charlotte.
No.
Jacksonville.
Houston.
Oh.
The Texans.
Oh, the Texans, yeah. Right.
Okay. New tiebreaker card. Hockey is the topic.
Okay.
As of 2015, which New Jersey Devils goalie holds the record for most wins in a single season in NHL history?
Oh, for crying out loud. Patrick Waugh.
No.
I don't know.
Martin Brodeur. Mm. Brodeur. Which country's magazine, The Hockey News, published a
Canada! Canada!
That was Gretchen.
It was Gretchen.
That was Gretchen. And Canada is the correct answer to the question. I'll read the whole question.
Wait, did I get it right?
No. Well, you did get it right, but you got it second.
Wait.
Which country's magazine, The Hockey News, published a list of top 100 players of all time by position in 2010? And it was, in fact, Canada. Gretchen by a score of 3-2. You're on the board
right,
this week.
Finally.
All right. What's coming up on your show?
$1,000. A chance of that coming up at 10:05.
All right. Have a great day, everybody.
Glad you made it in, Gretchen.
Me too.
Thanks for hurrying.
See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.